from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is the Games High School's Football Scoreboard Show.
Friday night, Under the Lights. Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Into the 11 o'clock hour on the High School Scoreboard Show from our Midtown Atlanta studios. Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, got Dom Chirosky working things other side of the glass. So glad you're with us on this Friday night into our final hour. And boy, we got some final scores coming in. We're going to have an update to wrap up his game from Day-Day Lewis. But we got a big game. We think the big score of the night took place down at South Georgia. North Gwinnett makes the trip. That's a long drive down there, Coach.
From Suwannee to Moultrie?
From Suwannee to Moultrie.
Yeah, that's a long way.
Yeah, that's a hike.
I don't know that much geography, but that's a long way.
That's a long way to go. But I'm telling you what.
It don't feel that long when you win, though. Feels long when you lose.
When you get that win coming back, it feels great. And North Gwinnett was able to get the win tonight over Colquitt County, beating them down there in Moultrie. A big, big win for them. And joining us now, we're going to get a chance to talk with North Gwinnett head coach Eric Godfrey. I think he's on the bus. And I think they're on the way back. Coach, hello, congratulations. This is Sam and Chris here in Atlanta. Welcome back to the Scoreboard Show.
Hey, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys doing. This bus ride's a lot better after a win.
Yes, sir. Coach, congrats on the win, man. Do you realize it's been over 1,000 days since they lost in the regular season? Did you know that?
Wow. I did not know
2021,
that.
Okay. They hadn't lost in the regular season since 2021. And hadn't lost at home in the regular season since the beginning of 2021. Be about 1,100 days, but
yeah, I know their home record is impressive, and I get why that's a special place to come in and try to get a win out of.
Yeah, so you got to embrace it when you do something and really be. I mean, you know, I know you're going to talk about next week, but enjoy that moment because they are few and far between. You have that kind of a moment,
yes,
Coach.
Sir.
I know you're proud of your team. What was the difference tonight?
Well, I tell you what, I was really proud of kids, just how we responded the whole way, all the way from the morning, getting up in the morning to getting our bus, the long ride we had. All the stops we had, our kids, they're great kids. But then from the very first kickoff, when our kids came out, defense set the tone and was super physical, very first three plays and three and out them. And then, we get the ball back and have a great drive and drive it all the way down and score. And so really set the tone early. And that's tough to do in an environment like Colquitt with all the noise and the crowds right on top of you. It's a short sideline. The speakers are blasting your ear. I mean, we're very, very impressed with our kids and the way we started the game.
Coach, thoughts about your team, and we saw you in the season opener at McEachern, and we thought you guys looked really good in that game. What about what you do in the meantime between that game and this one to get you prepared to go out and give that kind of effort right from the start?
Right. Yeah. So we had the bye week after McEachern, and it just focused a lot about us just getting us better and improving us and doing some stuff us versus us, that kind of deal. And last week, of course, all concentration on Colquitt and getting ready for those guys. And I said our coaching staff does a great job getting these guys prepared. We got great kids that enjoy the game, love the game. They're students of the game, so they're really coachable. So makes for a great combination.
Yeah, Coach, I'll tell you, we don't talk about it when I was wrong, but I was right about this one. I told Sam at 7 o'clock Norquenet was going to give them all they wanted down there. I watched into Corky Kale, really impressed with your quarterback, really impressed with your defense. But I really talked up the quarterback and the offense, but it sounded like the defense must have played really well to hold a really explosive Colt County offense to 3 points.
Yeah, the defense was – they were all over the field. They had, like I said, a great game plan. I mean, they were – because they got two really good running backs. They had a super young quarterback. He's going to be really good for them. But be able to hold those guys explosive as they have been, you know, always consistently year in, year out on offense. But defense has been, like I said, yeah, just phenomenal the whole entire game. Gave up kind of two big plays, one on a halfback pass, if you will, that led to the 3 points. And other than that, they played lights out. And then you talk about a quarterback, yeah, Ryan Hall. You know, we get into the fourth quarter, and we need to get some first downs and keep getting some first downs, keep him off the field. And that man, when the bigger the stage, the tougher he becomes.
I've been so impressed with him.
Yeah.
By the way, I just, you know, just a great – I know he's a baseball prospect and all that, but he could play football if he wanted to, couldn't he, Coach?
There's no question. And he had a couple FCS Division I offers. But there's no question he could play FBS football. There's no question. He is – he's really good. He's got the arm, the athleticism, and the mentality for it, for sure.
Folks, spending time with Coach Eric Godfrey, head coach of Norquenet, the Bulldogs, get the big win tonight, 14-3 down at Cocoa County. He's on the bus, and they got the ride back. Now, I won't hear any noise around you, Coach. Well, what are the fellas doing? The fellas ought to be making some noise.
That's right. I said, we celebrated on a field, in a locker room. We had a whole lot of celebration. They're about calm right now.
Yeah, they're celebrating with their friends. Yeah, on that.
That's right. Yep, that's exactly right.
They're celebrating by looking at that phone.
It's
different than when we played, Coach. Back in our day, they didn't have a phone. We just had to celebrate on the bus the whole
way
home.
That's right. I literally was thinking to myself, are we going to do a chant? Are we going to do a chant on the bus? You know, like we did.
Yeah, that's what we did back in the day.
That's right. Yep.
They're just getting on that Instagram or something like that. They're just chanting silently.
They got to go look at pictures themselves.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, that's what they do. But, hey, you know what? When you go hold one of the best programs in the state to 3 points, Coach, you go to Moultrie and do it to them. They can do whatever they want. Let them take all the selfies and pictures want.
They have earned it, absolutely.
They have earned it. You know, a lot of people talk about teams to watch in this state, you know, in the outset. And we've heard a lot of names mentioned, a lot of schools mentioned. And for some reason, you know, they say, oh, yeah, and North Gwinnett. It's almost like it's been an afterthought. That's going to change tonight, Coach. And, you know, and you and I talked about that some. And I told you, I said, I heard something about you, you know, and you know, I told you.
We like to stand on that radar. That's right.
No. But it's hard to do it when you get a win like this. Going forward, how do you really use this? This is a great thing, and everybody feels great about it. But this is so early in the season.
Right. Yes. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. To keep the momentum, and it is such a long season. And we pick up with Mill Creek next week, who's another obviously a phenomenal team, and you know, top 10, top 5, wherever they, you know, they rank up there. And to have the same kind of energy and bring it right back, obviously it's great for momentum and confidence and that kind of stuff, but to continue to learn in the early season like this, continue to improve and get better is what's really important. So, you know, it weighs a lot on our coaches to go and evaluate and find the things we got to continue to get better at and get ready for a big, great team like Mill Creek.
Yeah, so it doesn't get any easier for you, Coach. It never does in Gwinnett County. Yeah, never
does.
That's right. But you guys will get them going. Really happy for you and your program and team. That is a big win tonight and get some momentum going into the rest of the season. And really happy for you guys. Hope that's a good, safe ride back.
Yes, sir. Thank you much. That was a very satisfying victory down there against a great football team.
Fantastic. Coach Eric Godfrey, we appreciate it. Congratulations to you and your team once again. Thanks so much for the time. You guys have a safe ride home.
Yes, thank you.
All right. 14-3, your final score. North Gwinnett to win over Colquitt County down in Moultrie tonight. Now, you know, we didn't ask him, Chris, how long did it take him to turn the scoreboard out? when you go down to South Georgia and beat them, that scoreboard goes out quick.
That thing goes out quick. They don't let you put the thing on Twitter.
No one about to bring the camera and take a picture.
You got to be ready.
You do. You have to be ready. Yeah, when the clock runs down, you take a picture of that scoreboard, because if not, it'll be dark. No numbers up there. That is what they do to you in South Georgia when you go down there and beat you. They welcome you and they're glad to have you.
But you know, it shows the respect of that program.
Oh, yeah.
You know, when you're so excited to beat them, it's really showing respect to that program. And so it just shows what kind of team Colquitt County has. They hadn't lost in 1,000 days in the regular season. You know, this type of team you're playing. So, yeah, it's okay. Get a little excited. Let them turn the scoreboard off, whatever, because that's respect for them.
Yeah.
You know, in their program and what they've built. North Gwinnett's been there too.
Right.
But they have maybe dropped into that next tier in the last few years, and they're trying to get right back in that state champ contender tier.
Yeah, that's what
I think they're there now.
I think so too. I think so too. They're on everybody's radar right now. When you do something like this, you get everybody's attention. All right, we got Day-Day's update. We got Day-Day's. Day-Day Lewis got a wrap-up of his game down on the South Side tonight. Let's check in with him.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Damian Day-Day Lewis here at Sandy Creek, where we've gone final, guys, and it's Sandy Creek coming out on top in this one, 27-7 here with head coach Jared Smiley. Coach, they scored on the very first play of the game, in fact, but after that, it was all lights out by your defense. Got to be proud about what those guys did tonight.
Yeah, you know, you make a tackle right there on that play, they probably don't score on that drive. So our defense has been good all year. You know, hopefully we can continue to play lights out on defense, and we just didn't do a good job of tackling tonight, man, and we got to be better. You know, hopefully we can, you know, use this off week to kind of heal up and get some guys back and continue pushing forward.
Offensively, great game on the ground for Amari tonight. Got to be proud of the guys up front, obviously helping him get that done.
Yeah, I thought we were sloppy up front. We didn't come off the ball. We didn't establish the line of scrimmage. Amari's just a beast, man, and you know, it's when you got a kid like that in the backfield, you just, you know, you try to hand it to him and let him do his thing, man. But you know, some of those runs he makes on his own, you know. So I thought we didn't play as well as I felt like we should have up front, but you know, we got some guys to make some plays behind it, and Caleb did a good job on the right before the half to put us up two scores, man. And I, you know, just proud of them for doing what they needed to do to get the win. So you know, it is what it is. We're going to try to get healthy, use this bye week, and get ready for Upson Lee.
All right, and obviously a little chippy tonight. You know, again, we talked about it before the game, the fact that it's a big region matchup. What's your message to the guys, kind of, because obviously that's something that could be, you know, detrimental down the stretch if they don't kind of clean that up.
That was my exact message to them. We're too talented of a football team to allow crucial penalties and crucial times. I mean, you look around every time it's a personal foul on a third down when we're just about to get off the field. If we want to be able to make a run at this thing and you know, try to win a region championship, we can't allow those things to kind of get to us, you know. And, you know, I told them we're not going to allow it. When we win, we're going to try to win the right way. And that's something I'm going to stand by. That's something our coaches stand by. And not that LaGrange did anything bad. It's a chippy football game. You got a region opener, and, you know, I felt like, you know, both teams are competitive, both teams are trying to win, and you're going to get some of that. But you know, we got to be the smarter guy. They're always going to catch the second guy, and that's, you know, that was my message to my team. So they better have their running shoes on Tuesday, because we're definitely going to hold them accountable for it.
Well, Coach, thanks for a couple of minutes. Congratulations on the win. Good luck down the stretch.
Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot to Day-Day Lewis and the big win there, you know, that he was able to witness. And great in talking about the coach and what they were able to do down there tonight.
Yeah, really good win. Sandy Creek's really good. That's a region game, 1-0, two-game tiebreaker there. You know, like all the things we talked about where
right.
Now they've got the tie. They've obviously got one more win than LaGrange, right?
Right.
But they also got the tiebreaker. If LaGrange and them were to be tied with the same record, Sandy Creek's going to win it. So any region wins a big one, but that region, which is a 9-team region, only 4 make the playoffs. Probably 5 or 6 traditionally good teams in that region.
Yeah.
Big win. Big win for Sandy Creek.
All right. We got an update coming to us now from Forsyth County. Derek Richmond going to join us now. Derek, welcome into the Scoreboard Show. What do you have for us tonight?
The North Forsyth Raiders victorious in their season home opener against Lanier with the final score 33-20. Running back Darren Perry was the key to the Raiders offense, putting points on the board. 101 yards rushing. Set foot in the end zone 4 times. 226-0, Lanier did not lay to rest easily. A 77-yard touchdown reception by Demonji Hightower. And then Hightower catches another deep ball, escapes 2 North Forsyth defenders for a 55-yard TD. Another TD reception by Helene Bacon from 15 yards out was the final touchdown from the final game. North Forsyth on 2-1 in the season. Sports Derek Richmond here checking in from Forsyth County News.
All right, that is Derek Richmond. You can follow him. He is social. You can find him at DerekRich11 at DerekRich11. Appreciate him getting us up news. And North Forsyth getting that win over Lanier tonight.
Yeah, good win for them. Carrollton final, 44-22 of her own. Let me give you another final, one that kind of stood out to me.
Okay.
Marist 38, Woodward Academy 0.
Whoa.
Now, Marist beat Jefferson 23-7 in week one, and they were off last week. Did Marist, you know, we know how good Jefferson is, right? They've been really beating up people since then. But
right.
Marist kind of handled them. Wasn't really close. Whoa. And then Marist beat Wilford Academy 38-0. I'm going to say Marist pretty good.
I would say so,
yeah.
too.
I think coach is going to make it.
You think he might? I think he might. He kind of knows what he's doing.
They play Northview next week, then Druid Hills, then Southwest Cab, then North Springs. And I would not want to be any of those teams, no offense to them.
No.
But,
and the way Marist is playing, you know, they came within one win of getting to the state championship game, and Woodward was the team that knocked them out last year in the semifinals, and they went to the Mercedes-Benz Stadium to play instead of Marist. Boy, they made sure they showed they remembered that tonight.
Coach Alan Chadwick, I'm looking at that, for Marist head coach tonight, winning his 433rd game.
Man.
433 games. Yeah. How about that?
And
80 losses. In case you were wondering.
In case you were wondering.
80 losses. Also 1-0 against me.
1-0 against you.
Yeah.
So you're in that list.
I'm on that list on the bad side for me, on the good side for him. Yeah. I didn't contribute to any of those 80. No, congrats. Marist got a great program. I'm telling you, it's just unbelievable how they just stay good for so long. And I mean, really, really good this year. 38-0 over Woodward Academy. That kind of surprised me.
That's awesome.
I thought that was going to be one of the best games tonight.
I did too. I did as well. Did as well. But things turned out differently once they got out there and played them. Marist with a big, big win. All right, coming back now, we're going to have more updates, more scores, more interviews in this our final hour. And then we probably pick our coach of the week is as we wrap things up going to the top of the hour. You stay with us for more of the Scoreboard Show, the High School Scoreboard Show, Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and 929TheGame.com. It is Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. Games of Coin Final. We've been checking in to have some great updates and reports and great interviews. We got more coming up for you. You know, Chris, we were supposed to broadcast Cast and Callaway.
Yeah, we missed that one.
And we missed that one.
The weather got us.
Yeah, the lightning wouldn't stop. But you know what? We met some folk up there while we were up there, and they got an update for us on a game that they won tonight.
Cass.
Yes. We got Charlie Farmer from the Cass Network.
Charlie's with us.
Charlie, good. Welcome into the show with Sam and Chris. How you doing?
Hey, guys. It's doing great. Just enjoyed a great night of football. The rain got here early and got out of the way, so we didn't have much to deal with during the game. But the Colonels had a great showing the past 3 weeks, and it's just, you know, we're getting ready for a good North Cobb team coming in here next week.
Yeah, that's going to be the exciting one. That's really the test. Cass has done a great job to start the year. Charlie, what's been the key to their success the first few games?
I'm going to have to say the defense. The defense has been playing lights out. They pitched two shutouts, and they gave up a lot of their subs come in and gave up that one touchdown against Callaway. But, I mean, that defense tonight, I mean, they reached another level tonight. Ian Williams was making some, I mean, just some ESPN hit stick off the, you know, off the game, video game NCAA. I mean, he was, there's some hits that was just unreal. Had a, one of our linemen got his hands up, popped the ball up, gets it, and goes about 20 yards for a touchdown, pick six for a lineman. And you know you like them lineman dances when they get that pick six.
Yeah, you do. You love it. You love it. You know what? Any coach loves it when the defense scores, right? You
know, yeah, you know, yes, sir.
That's very popular with coaches. Darrensville came in here. I was thinking there was going to be a close ball game, but it just what was is anything that just happened early in the game that just really turned it in Cass's favor?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to say, you know, everything that Darrensville was throwing at Cass, the defense, I mean, was in the backfield the whole first half. I mean, the defense was getting such a great push, and the quarterback had no time to really get the ball out. And, I mean, and those linemen, I mean, we were rushing three most of the night, and they just couldn't keep us out of the backfield.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see what we do with North Cobb. Cass has a very difficult region. You know, they got a great program, but they got a difficult region. Four or five really good teams in that region, and four are going to make the playoffs. So, really excited to see what they can do. But, Sam, this is a program that didn't make the playoffs for 15 years.
Wow.
From 2006 to 2021. And the last 3 years, made the playoffs. Last couple years, made deeper runs. I mean, this is really a program on the rise with Coach Gates, and I'm really excited to see what they can do. But Charlie, what's got to get better? So, I mean, I know we talk about what's good, but what's got to get better?
Well, tonight there was a lot of penalties, and some of them were touchy that, you know, you as you being a fan or us calling the game, you know, we're sitting there and you know, a little bit we would say wasn't much contact. We'd get some pass interference, but I think they got to clean up the penalty game because, you know, we had probably about 115 yards in penalties tonight, and that's something that's got to be cleaned up.
You definitely can't do that against North Cobb, you know.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean, or any team when you get there may be a playoff type team. That's something they're going to have to get things cleaned up definitely before they play, Chris.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. But they will. They'll have them ready. Coach Gates have them ready.
And you know, one thing that a lot of people look over. I mean, Cass has got a lot of juniors on that team. You know, Brody McCorder. He's throwing the ball well. He's getting good reads. I mean, his offensive line is giving him plenty of time to make those decisions, make those check downs. But the running game, Braylon Hill and Ja'Kai Delgado, I mean, both of those kids have had great weeks. And, we, you know, we're doing Players of the Week every week, and it's hard to choose when last week Braylon had three rushing touchdowns and one touchdown receiving. And then this week Delgado turns around. He's got 52 yards and two touchdowns, and Braylon's got 92 yards and a touchdown. Brody, he throws for 250 and two touchdowns. I mean, and you've got a lot of receivers. He's got his weapons, and these kids are stepping up.
Yeah, Cass a team to watch. Second time in the last 18 years, Cass been 3-0.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, and look at it, every year that they made the playoffs, every year they've gotten a little bit better. So this is the year we're hoping to make that step over. Last year we ran into that Coffee County team, and that was a buzzsaw. But, I mean, you know, this is, you know, we've had a year, and the kids are working hard. Coaches, staff is, I mean, they're dialing them in. But there is a lot of areas that we got, you know, we're going to have to clean up.
All right. With that Coffee County team, we're going to keep them out of Golden Corral. We know that's what they do when they come up this way. We'll keep them out of the thing. Charlie, we appreciate you checking in with us. And let's do this some more during the course of the season. And congrats to the Colonels on the win tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And anytime, guys, I'm here if y'all need me.
All right. We appreciate it. Appreciate it so much. Charlie Foreman checking in with us with the Cass Network.
Yeah, congrats to Cass. Big win. They got a big game next week. That is one to watch.
That is one to watch. All right. Let's talk with someone who had a big win tonight. We're talking about Roswell.
Man, I was impressed with Roswell. Come out, beat Walton. Walton hadn't lost a regular season game in a while either. We talked about that. So great to get that win for Coach Pruitt and the Roswell Hornets. Excited. We got Coach Pruitt with us.
He's here.
Is he
right
here
now
with us? How about that?
Coach Pruitt, I'm here.
Coach, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I appreciate you guys having me on. I'm doing really well tonight.
Coach, you seem a little, I mean, I appreciate your somberness, but, you know, you guys just won, right? Like, man.
Hey, if I go up to another level, nobody may be hearing me tonight.
Hey, seriously, my man, congrats on the win. That's a great win over a very good football team. What was the key to the victory tonight?
Now, first off, I appreciate that. You know, Walton, I have a ton of respect for Coach Bruner. and the Walton program. It's obviously a super close matchup here for both communities and both programs, and being able to play a big time non-region game and do it in front of our own crowd, which was incredible tonight, was an awesome thing. And being able to the biggest challenge to me that we had last year is we didn't face enough good battle tested opponents, and you know, Walton is definitely that. I think to your point, they haven't lost a regular season game in a minute, so being able to get down a little bit early, we were kind of back and forth the whole first half, and then we kind of got down middle of the third quarter and to kind of take the game away, and you know, we really just tried to come up with some plays at the end, and we kind of knew it was going to be a good game between the two programs, and it was really back and forth, and fortunate to come out with a win.
Well, Sam, Coach said he was trying to fix it. He didn't think they were battle-tested enough last year. I'm looking at a schedule.
Oh, yeah, now.
I think he fixed it. You made this schedule. You got Walton, Buford.
Who made this schedule, Coach?
they got Gainesville. They got Milton.
Like I told our team, he said, you don't get bigger, lift smaller weight. You got to play big
right.
people if you want to get better, bigger and better. So
I commend them with the, you know, that's what you, I mean, they said that's something they were going to address, really. So they got Buford next week. You know, I mean, that's a big game. What I know you're not ready to talk about that one yet, but what in general has to get better? You know, you're 2-0, the community's excited, you're excited, the team's excited, but what's something you're like, look, for the schedule we've got, for who, what we want to be at the end of the year, what's got to improve?
I mean, the biggest thing to me has always been, it seems like I told the kids after the game, it's like you guys are trying to hurt yourselves and trying to put yourself in negative situations. And you know, I think we tried every way we could to make mistakes and try to make some issue or some have some penalties that in some bad times and make some mental errors in some bad times. And that's been our issue when we play those big games at the end of the year. Every yard is accounted for, and we got to make sure we're not giving free things away. And just being more disciplined and more focused on little detail stuff. And I think. You know, we'll be able to play with most people around in the state. You know, just trying to get them to hone in and be focused on every little detail.
Yes, sir.
You know, because when you play teams like Walton, when you play, to your point, Buford, Gainesville, Milton, Westlake, every snap matters, and every little detail is going to be important. And you know, that's what I told them. You know, at the start of this little 3-week run, you know, if you're going to find out if we're any good or if we're all hype or all talk. So I'm excited to see what they can do over the next couple weeks.
Final score was 42-32, Roswell over Walton tonight. We're spending time with Coach Chris Pruitt, head coach of Roswell High School. Coach, how was your spring and your summer leading up to this and getting your team ready? You guys had good workouts. You had you do some great things.
I thought our summer was incredible. You know, I thought we did a really good job. You know, we started off by hosting the Robbie Roper tournament at our field. It's a 7-on-7 tournament. Honoring our former quarterback, and we kind of did a couple different 7-on-7s, and then we go to really one OTA padded camp type thing, and I think we really just honed in on trying to focus on ourselves and really trying to grow and develop, you know, on the field, off the field, and really take some time. You know, if we got them here for 3-4 hours, you know, let's make sure we're maximizing every minute they're here. You know, if we're not working hard, let's do something where we can fix our brain and fix our mental state, and you know, just trying to really hone in on our guys. And you know, that's the best part about our program. You know, we got a lot of guys that we have to develop from, you know, time they come in as freshmen to the time they're seniors. So we got a lot of kids that are playing their first year this year, and they're stepping up and doing really well.
Coach, I know we talked several years ago. You got that job in the COVID time, if I remember right. You know,
yes, sir.
And the team had some good runs, but it lost in the first round of playoffs, and just, you know, just tired of that. And the mantra was, we're going to get in the playoffs, we're going to win. You guys have done that. You know, a fantastic job making deep runs 3 years in a row. Now I know you want, you know, coaches are greedy. They want to do a little bit more, Sam. So coach wants to do a little bit more than that now, right? So what's the mentality to what was the mentality to get from where you were in that first round mode to now we're expecting better? How do you even continue that on past where you were, if that makes sense?
To be honest, I think it was just a mental. It was the way we speak, the way we talk about the playoffs. You know, we used to have a goal up in our building that said we're going to make the playoffs. And you know, and I'm a math guy, so I look at it and go, well, shoot, there's 32 of the 44 teams get in. And I was like, I don't want to just get in. I want to make a run and you know, be around at the end. I don't want to. You know, not that I don't love being around my family, but sometimes Thanksgiving's really good in our cafeteria where we can hang out together and be all together up there. And, you know, we've been fortunate enough the last 3 years to be there where we can celebrate together and obviously celebrate the season. But just, I think the biggest thing with our, you know, we just talk about if we're going to make a run all 15 games, we got to find what our kids do the best, and we got to look under every rock and try to figure out what they can do, what they can't do. And really, I think by the end of this non-region schedule, we need to know who we are to a T and know every strength, every weakness, and really just try to make those weaknesses better, you know, day in and day out.
Coach Brant Appling's Buford team is up next. When you start looking at the tape?
What time is it now? About midnight? probably in about, maybe like 8 or 9 hours, we'll get back at it and work it, and we'll look at it in the morning. But, no, like I told our kids, you got to celebrate wins. They're not easy, and you know, I know our kids are super spoiled being here at Roswell that they get to feel a lot of wins. So you know, just trying to be grateful for another win and just a good night to be a Hornet.
Yeah, that was a good win tonight, Coach. It really was. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
Well, thanks a lot for spending some time with us. That is Coach Chris Pruitt from Roswell High School after their big win tonight, 42-32 winners over Walton. They're 2-0, and you know, they had that bye week right in between that first game against Peachtree Ridge. They had some little time to work. Thoughts about that, and now they got Buford coming up.
Yeah, tough schedule, but they can do it. I mean, don't be surprised if Roswell beats Buford next week. I mean, Roswell got a good football team.
Yeah,
they're in that 5A cluster of Roswell.
We talked about that at the top of the show.
Yeah,
at 5A, and it's just going very, very tough. And some of your better teams, you know, pound for pound, the classification, you're going to find in 5A.
Right, and Roswell's one of them. I mean, you see Walton is a 6A team, one of the better 6A teams. Roswell came out on top tonight.
Yep, fantastic.
I got a final score for you.
All right, what you got? Breaking news.
So, Stevenson did finish. 21-20 is your final score.
On conversions. They get a win.
Now, the funny thing is, Stevenson earlier, when it was 13-0, Stevenson went for a two-point conversion and failed. However, they went, got it again, which is what made it 21. At the end of the game, with under a minute left, Dutchtown scored a touchdown to make it 21-20, and they opted to go for the two-point conversion for the win
and missed it.
Stevenson wins 21-20.
So,
what's the wisdom between that? Do you do it on the road or at home? Dutchtown's at home.
I think every game's kind of different. You know, you got to know if your guys are just gassed and you're not going to win in overtime, or you don't feel like you got a lot of guys playing both ways and they don't. There's a lot of factors like that probably, but sometimes just a feel. And honestly, what do I know? Dom's team won, my team lost in the exact same fashion. Went for two to win the game.
Yeah.
The Dragons did not make it, and Stevenson did. So congrats to you, Dom. You get to celebrate. I'll be going home feeling sorry for myself. I think it's always easier to go for it now, honestly, in high school. The kids want to go for it, Sam.
Yeah.
The players want to go for the win. So Dutchtown kids wanted to go for the win. The Pickens kids wanted to go for the win. That's probably a 50-50 kind of call. You probably got about a 50% chance of converting right there. So, you know, hey, let's make a, you know, sometimes it's a lot better than playing a bunch more, you know.
True. Congrats to Coach Jelks for getting that win.
That's a good win for them. That really is a good win. Dutchtown's got a good program. They've had some deep playoff runs in the last few years. You know a guy named Will Anderson. Played there.
Very much. Absolutely. All right, we still got more to go. We're going to have another update when we come back, and then we'll get ready to wrap things up. Look ahead to next week. Stay tuned for more of the Scoreboard Show, your high school scoreboard show, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
To more of the High School Football Scoreboard Show.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics, non-surgical treatment for joint pain, and Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today at markspain.com. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
just what a radio man is trying to do. Get that tempo up.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com. Sam and Chris with you. Dom Jarowski working the other side of the glass, and he is just euphoric because Stevenson won. I mean, I guess he's got a big old grin on his face over there, man. He's just
stopped a 2-point conversion.
You know what I mean? He's just a happy guy. Just a happy guy.
Congrats to Stevenson and Dom.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. We're getting that win. We're going to run down some scores. And then say who we guess our coach of the night will be. We got a couple of different guys.
I'm going for co-coach of the night.
Co-coach.
And we already talked to both of them. Maybe even try coach of the
night. Coach of the night. Yeah, we.
Well, we had Coach Jones from Cambridge.
Yeah.
I mean, that 39-0, pretty impressive.
That's very impressive.
Coach Godfrey at Norquinette.
Oh, man.
14-3 winner on the road in Moultrie.
In Moultrie.
And Coach Pruitt at Roswell beat Walton. And you could even say, I mean, even though sometimes when you win so much, you don't win a lot of awards, but Coach Chadwick's Marist team winning 38-0 over Woodward.
Yeah.
I give all four of them. We'll let, you know, I'm mad to let Dom decide, but I'd say all four of those.
All four of them are worthy.
Are worthy candidates. But I didn't even say Coach Jelts because we gave Dom enough credit. You know, we got to.
Yeah, we got to spread
it. We
got to
move on from somebody else.
Spread it around a little bit here, but you know, Dom's happy. He's had a wonderful evening over there. You know, keeping us together on the other side of the
glass. Jeff Phillips at Campbell.
Yeah.
Campbell with a 33-7 win over Etowah, moved to 3-0. I mean, that's a big.
Wow.
You know, so you do see some really nice stories out there. It sounds really fun to pick one person, but, man, what a great list of stories. You know, even as simple as Mary Persons won tonight 42-6 over the new Westminster, not Coach Romberg's Westminster.
No, that's new.
From British Columbia.
Yes.
The first game ever played that anybody can find anyway. Ever played between a Georgia high school and a Canadian team.
Canadian.
So Mary Persons with the win over the Canadians.
Wow.
42-6.
That's remarkable. That was remarkable. Well, all scores, games, I think pretty much have gone final now. So I don't know if anyone that we didn't update earlier that have gone final. We can mention that one. Northside Columbus was the winner over Northgate, 22-0. Final score in that one. Then we get that Warner Robins did beat Northside.
Yeah, Warner Robins big over Northside.
34-12.
We didn't mention this team all night, but they're probably the best team in the state right now. Milton won 58-0 over Alpharetta.
Ooh.
I'd say that's pretty good.
Yeah, that is very good.
Yeah, Milton, that's becoming old news. But Milton with the big win over Alpharetta. You expect them to get those kind of wins now. And so we didn't give them much press today, but their time's coming.
Oh, they'll get it. They'll get it.
Their time's
sure.
Coming, yeah.
Cedartown, a big-time win over Alexander. 63-28, 63 points in there by Cedartown.
How about that? How about Lakeside Evans, 28-19 winners over South Aiken, South Carolina. That's what we call a border battle.
Yep. If you live and work down in Augusta like I did for about 5 years, this on Friday nights, you're going to go in different directions. You got a couple of the Georgia schools.
Right.
And you got the South Carolina schools. And South Aiken was on the other, just on the other
just
side.
Just on the
river,
other side, but since they're on South Carolina side, we want the Georgia team to win.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not even trying to hide my bias.
I think last week was North Augusta played Thompson or somebody last week or something.
Look, I'm not even trying to be fair.
When I was down there and you played Aiken or South Aiken, there was always somebody named Perry on the team.
Yeah.
They were very large people.
Large people.
Very, very large people.
Well, they might have had some large people today, but it wasn't enough to beat Lakeside Evans.
Not to beat Lakeside Evans.
And I'm just saying, I'm not even trying to hold back my bias. I want the Georgia teams to beat the teams from the other states.
And that's true.
So,
that's true.
So
that's
even if it's just down the street, like in that case, they're probably 5 minutes apart. But I still want them to win.
Want them to win. All right. Commerce did get the win. They were trailing Luella in this game, Chris. And they come back to win.
Big win.
24-14 final Commerce winner in that game tonight.
How about Walnut Grove wins over Appalachia to go to 3-0. Walnut Grove, 35-13 winners over Appalachia tonight. Big win for Walnut Grove. You know, they're – this is a team that's had a couple of – they've had basically had one winning season in the last 10, and they're 3-0.
That's big.
So, I mean, that's
big.
Something, yeah.
And it's big for them to do that right now. Well, we got Franklin County, Banks County. You see this score? Franklin County, 9-6.
9-6.
9-6. Franklin County wins over Banks County tonight. Mm. That's the final score now.
Congrats, Franklin.
Yeah.
Calhoun – 28-20 winners over the Georgia Westminster, you know, of Coach Romberg fame. 28-20 Calhoun with the win.
Coming up for Calhoun next week.
Who they got?
Cartersville.
Yo.
Usually that's a game you would normally get like way late in the schedule.
Cartersville with the 24-0 win over Hapeville tonight.
Yep.
But yeah, so they play each other next week.
Next week.
Not a region game, that's why.
Not anymore.
See, Calhoun went down to AAA, Cartersville State in 4A when they consolidated. And so you're getting some of those kind of games. How about this one? And this is a big deal way up, past my way, really, but it's a big deal in this community. Northwest Whitfield, 12, Dalton, 0.
That is big.
Northwest Whitfield didn't beat Dalton that many times.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a big deal when they do. And so Dalton, you know, kind of struggling right now out of the gate. They're in that tough region, too. But, Dalton, losing tonight to Northwest Whitfield, 12-0. And I'm trying to figure out, but it's been – look, they haven't beat – Northwest hasn't beat Dalton that many times. It's a big deal to them.
Well, we got Tryon's a winner over Temple, 42-12. Tryon's a winner in that game. You mentioned Clinch County and Miller County. Was Miller County leading in this game at one point?
They were, and Clinch County came back and got the win, yeah.
33-22, Clinch County with the win in that game. Washington Wilkes was trailing Oglethorpe County. They come back and they win 20-17.
To my point, Sam, earlier, beating a dead horse here.
Yes.
The North Whitfield and Northwest Whitfield, which are the same place, I think, 5-46 against Dalton.
Whoa. Before, really?
1-5, lost 46.
Oh, man.
So ouch. I'm telling you, like, up there, that's a big deal.
That is
it's a big
huge
rivalry,
deal.
But one side usually wins. So, anyway.
That's a very big deal.
In another rivalry, Thomasville. We talked to Joe Burns, Thomas County Central, today, but right down the road from there, Thomasville.
Mm-hmm.
Thomasville, big rivalry, Cairo, the syrup maker.
Oh, yeah.
Right? That's a big rivalry. So you see a lot of rivalries now because the non-region games are getting played now. Thomasville over Cairo in overtime, 35-28. So a big overtime win for Thomasville over Cairo. That had to have been an exciting one.
Absolutely. It had to be an exciting game. And like you say, you're going all the way down. You're going about as far as the state as you can go because Tallahassee's right down the street.
Yeah, they're way down there.
They're way down there. Dublin's a winner tonight, 56-34 over Southwest. They win that one. Dodge County, 42-12 over Central Macon. Tonight, Worth County by Dooley County, 46-3, final score in that one. Let's see some other ones. Bleckley County, they're easy. East Lawrence, 42-0, they win that one. Easy.
How about
that one.
Ringgold over Heritage in Catoosa County, 17-14. Ringgold moving to 3-0. I said this one earlier, but I'm going to say it again because I think it bears repeating. Morgan County, 24-13 winners over at Oconee County. Big win, big win for that Morgan County program.
Fitzgerald's a winner. 25-7 over Crisp County, Callaway, but I think they're still looking for their first win. They fall to Opelika, Alabama, 48-13. Talk about, you know, over state lines.
Yeah, Opelika's got a big school in Alabama. Got a great program. You know, Callaway still got a young team trying to figure it out. But look, Callaway's going to be good. They're going to be okay this year.
We'll see when we get to playoff time. They'll show up like they always do.
How about Gordon Central with the win over Josie, 37-0?
Okay.
That's a big Gordon Central with their second win. They were 0-10 last year. Brooks County brought the hammer.
Well, can they still bring the hammer even with Coach Cone?
They still try to bring it, okay?
They still going to bring that.
Brooks County, 45-14 winners over Cook. Congratulations, Brooks.
They've been bringing the hammer all this time. They might as well keep on bringing it.
Yeah, keep on bringing it.
Yeah,
Josh McFarther, the coach, great guy. They mm-hmm. got it, took over for Coach Freeman. I would not want to take over for Coach Freeman.
No, man.
So
that's a
ton
tough
of respect
act.
For him.
That's a tough act to follow.
That's a tough act to follow. But he's the guy to do it. I mean, he's a great guy, great young coach. He's got him going in the right direction. Big win tonight.
All right. Dothan, Alabama over Monroe. That's Monroe from Albany, 49-27. And Dothan's the winner in that one tonight.
How about in the Granite Bowl?
Granite Bowl.
Hey. Elvert County, 49. Wesleyan, 35. Now, Wesleyan's expected to be pretty good this year.
Yeah.
It's a big win for Elbert County. Congratulations to Elbert.
And put a lot of points on the board up there, but they come away with a win. Fantastic final in that one as well. Thomas County Central, they were winners over Florida State High, 63-28.
Pulled away. I think it was 21-21 at
one
time.
That was a tight game.
Yeah. It wore them down.
My goodness. Of course, our school day's guest tonight was one of the all-time greats from Thomas County Central. Joe Burns joined us, and hope you had a chance to hear our conversation with him here, reflecting on his high school days. He told us, what did he tell us? He only carried the ball 12 times.
Yeah, a lot of games. Had all those yards and 12 carries.
Wow.
Yeah, must be nice.
You know, winning those state championships. And
5 and 6 years. Not, I mean, that was from his 7th to 12th grade, but he only participated in, obviously, 9th to 12th grade. But think about that. You know, when you're a middle school player, you look up to the high school team. So he gets into middle schools playing football. They win the state championship 5 out of those 6 years.
My goodness. Man. That's a lot of winning, a lot of winning, a lot of winning. Some other impressive scores up on this end. West Forsyth, we talked about the big win they got tonight, beating Parkview 45-21, final on that one. Collins Hill, still undefeated, 44-13. You know, they're kind of like, oh, by the way. You know, mm-hmm. People kind of saying that about North Gwinnett until tonight. They won't be saying that anymore, not after what they did tonight.
Yeah, that's some good ball being played. You know, Grayson's really good. Collins Hill beat Grayson in a close game, but Grayson's really, really good. North Gwinnett's really good. You know, obviously Collins Hill's really good. Mill Creek's good. I mean, and obviously Buford's really good. You know, you got a ton of teams in that little small area. Man.
Yeah.
Zeckinger.
Yep. And you know, and they just showed up.
You just walk around and start seeing some football players around there. Around that Mall of Georgia area, everywhere you go, you just see football players, Dom. I'm telling you, they got enough. They can add 10 more schools. They have 10 more good football
teams. Oh, add 10 more schools up there. My goodness.
I don't know where they get all these guys.
Yep. They come in the area. And you know what, though? But they know they get in that area, they're going to get tested, really, in practice. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just like you see with your top college programs.
Absolutely.
You face a great deal of a challenge in your practice, and it all comes out on Friday night. But I think that's the other thing that attracts me.
And, you know, another point there, I mean, I'm going to say I'm kind of joking, but to the real point, they have a great feeder leagues, in Gwinnett County.
Yes.
And so what you always talked about, the park system at mm-hmm. Westlake and Hughes and Creekside, they got just an amazing park system that plays all the way through eighth grade. In Gwinnett County, which really builds and keeps those great athletes and hones their skills and gives them fundamentals. So they are just a little better than a lot of the kids in other parts of the state when they get to 9th, 10th, 11th grade.
That is true. That is such a big part of it. Boy, the Gwinnett football, that is incredible what they get to do up there with the little young folks. Some other scores that we watched, some that were up here, a lot of people got to watch around the state and had a delay in Carrollton before they got started with that one. But Carrollton was a winner over Rome, 44-22, the final in that one. There was a little bit of a delay down at Westlake, but Gainesville was a winner there, 41-7, the final score. Gainesville was the winner.
Man, Gainesville's good.
They look really good tonight.
Don't you think Gainesville, Marist, Thomas County Central, Milton, Roswell, you know, only one of them can win the state championship.
Man.
And there's more I forgot, I'm sure, in that 5-8. You know, but all those teams had great nights tonight.
Yeah.
And only one of them can win the state championship. I mean, that 5-A is loaded.
It is loaded. And there's some great football being played there. Lithia Springs did get the win over Pebblebrook, 14-13.
Yeah, congrats, Coach Jarvis.
They got that win there. North Paulding by Harrison, 26-23. And East Paulding's a winner over Paulding, 34-3. They fired that cannon off a few times out there tonight. Thing making a lot of noise. I don't know how the people around the community like that, but they fired the cannon off a few times.
It's fun when it's your team doing it.
How about that?
It's not that fun when you're the other team.
North Cobb, we talked about that. We just, you know, we at Charlie Farmer on, and we talked about Cass and how they have North Cobb coming up next. North Cobb, the winner over East Coweta, 27-20 tonight, the final scores. We'll keep an eye on that program as well. Camden County went over the border where they had a team come over the border to play them. West Broward came up in Camden with the win, 52-29. They are 3-0. So maybe that's another team in South Georgia.
Yeah, they're good.
You know, they're really good. Sometimes we don't talk about them much until they get down into the schedule and we look up and see that record they have. We say, okay, and who did they beat? Okay, they're really good, and they're one of those type teams.
They got a grown man playing tight end at Camden County. I mean, I think he's going to Georgia, and I don't, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
His tail be all over him.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got a guy down there, like a Brock Bowers, future Brock Bowers of America.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
Well, Georgia's gotten a reputation. They really have for cranking out the tight end. So, I mean, he's going to that place for sure if that's where he's going to be going after this season. Games coming up next week. and look forward to run a few of them down for you. We've already mentioned Calhoun will be taking on Cartersville next week. That should be a really good one. We mentioned also North Cobb will be at Cass next week, the game we're going to be keeping an eye out on. There's another one here. Peach County's got Crisp County. Stevenson plays Decatur next week. Cambridge plays Denmark. We saw Cambridge get a big win tonight. Langston Hughes and Douglas County next week. I mean, wow.
That's a big one.
And Douglas County's got to get by Newton tomorrow night.
Yeah.
They turn around and have to play that one. There's some big games.
Grayson playing Mallard Creek, which is a big North Carolina national power team. Yeah, big games coming up next week. Looking forward to it. We'll be right back here, right?
We'll be right back here. Hopefully the bad weather stays away. We get to start everything on time. And you'll be with us as well. Thanks so much for Gary Chapman, Day-Day Lewis, for checking in with us. Our usual cast of characters. Get things going. Dom Jaroski, outstanding work other side of the glass. And Coach Chris Parker, I'm Sam Crenshaw. Thank you for tuning in to the Scoreboard Show. I'll meet you here Sunday morning at 6 o'clock with Greg Clarkson. Sunday and Monday, Sam and Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So you wake up and join us during this holiday weekend. Have a safe holiday weekend. We'll see you here next Friday night. It's the Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.